This is Maurice Jones-Drew, and you're listening to the What's Brewing Show.
Chip Kelly, sayonara, hasta la vista.
Heads me, all that is the lake fish. Lands is for the copper, but Rolf Nino, Valve Noir. Heads me.
Shame, shame, shame.
Chip Kelly, what's up with it, cuz?
Heads me, all that is the lake fish. Lands is for the copper, but Rolf Nino, Valve Noir. Heads me.
Well, hello and welcome to What's Brewing. I'm your host, Jake Merrifield. I'm coming to you on this emergency four-alarm fire edition of the Mallcast. Coming to you free for all the people. Normally, the Mallcast is the extra bonus content I provide for the Patreon and Substack subscribers for the What's Brewing Show Network. But hey, it's not every day. It's not every day that your head coach of 6 years walks away in disgrace with his tail between his legs, completely abandoning entire roster of players for a demotion in conference. I'd say those are some pretty unique factors, wouldn't you? Of course, it's the What's Brewing Show on the What's Brewing Show Network. Like, subscribe, patreon.com/What's Brewing Show or whatsbrewing.substack.com. Bless you all and thank you for your support. But the other shoe has finally dropped. For about 3 weeks, it's been speculated. I was a little skeptical for a long time, but Chip Kelly obviously tried to, something changed for Kelly in late January, early February apparently, because after a season that ended 2-2 in an underachieving season all around, but that had a terrific win over USC, a fun bowl win against Boise State, a horribly embarrassing loss to Cal, and a most embarrassing loss in school history type loss to ASU. You know, that's the last four games that Kelly coached. After a hanging around after all that, when fans went to DEF CON 1 and it was like Meltdown City. After all these hires are made in the offseason, all the coaches that UCLA faithful hoped might come to them if Chip left or was dismissed. That whole thing passed. And now in the middle of February, after a dreadful signing day, Chip Kelly departs for Ohio State. Who would have thunk? You know, we thought that Danton Lynn going to SC, making a sideways move, was absolutely embarrassing and shocking. And it was. But as far as, like, in a vacuum, this is about as embarrassing of a coaching departure as you can have. Instead of firing Chip Kelly, the UC administration lets him leave of his own accord for a demotion. And now they're left in a scramble drill for what AD Martin Drummond says will be a national coaching search in the middle of February for the next Bruin head coach. Let's not even get into the type of disadvantage that whoever comes to coach the Bruins will be at for the 2024 football season, because it will be severely disadvantaged. I mean, I'll still be watching, but I can't imagine if there is some sort of exodus from the program, because why wouldn't there be, how they will fill the spots they have to fill. So it is depressing to think about it right now, but in the short term, a worst season of all time type season is definitely on the table for UCLA football at this point. Of course, nothing is guaranteed. Good or bad, right? So it's possible that UCLA could go out and make a really nice hire right now. Somebody we haven't even thought of. Something that's completely unexpected. Maybe they steal somebody else's coach. Who knows? Maybe they're already doing it. And that's why Chip Kelly walked away, quote unquote, voluntarily. Who knows? But the circumstances we know now would seem to indicate that the odds of that are relatively low. Maybe a lot of these players stick around. It doesn't seem likely, though. And more on that in a minute. But despite how bad this could be in the short term for UCLA football, despite how embarrassing it absolutely is for UCLA football at this point, just an absolute train wreck. The train wreck of all train wrecks. This is absolute catastrophic disaster territory. But even with all that, UCLA fans are happier today in the afternoon than they were when they woke up this morning, because at least we can all move on. At least we can turn the page after 6 years of this. Oh, hold on. I'm going to get a pretzel sample here. Appreciate it, bro. Have a good day. Sorry, you're going to have to deal with that as part of the Mallcast. If Wetzel Pretzel's handing out samples, your boy is eating one. But universally, UCLA fans are happier right now than they were a few hours ago, because we can't turn the page. This is coming from someone who actually, and more on this in a minute, actually, past tense, really respected Chip Kelly and thought that in certain ways, he was doing kind of a fun and admirable job in parts of his program. Obviously, that doesn't encompass everything. He had some severe shortcomings that, you know, could not be denied. But I said this on our show earlier in the week when I interviewed him, when I see him on the sideline, when I see his style, when you see the loyalty that he inspired, apparently, in a lot of his players, or if it's not loyalty, the gravity that he had with a lot of the players that chose to stick around in this program, it was not all bad for Kelly. But I'm revising that now And the reason I say that is just the nature of this departure. And maybe that falls on the UCLA administration, but the optics from the outside don't point to that. So what do we have to go on? This guy who's made so much of bringing guys in, keeping them in the program, bringing in transfers, developing them, not really losing a whole lot. Once they get here, they've pretty much stayed Bruins. And that's just in and of itself, you know, regardless of how many wins they had, they were winning enough, even though they were underachieving, right? They were, in my book, they were winning enough to where we could really enjoy the players and personalities that came through here and that didn't just bolt immediately. The DTRs, the Charbonnets, the Kyle Phillips, all the tight ends, the Carl Joneses, and the Liatu Latus. I really enjoyed watching some of these guys in the program from year to year. And look, they might not have left for a variety of reasons that had nothing to do with Chip Kelly, but the fact remains is there wasn't a lot of people leaving the program under Chip Kelly. And what do all these dudes have to show for it? A mid-February morning meeting where he says, oh yeah, I'm bouncing. And oh yeah, I'm not just bouncing, but I'm just going, you know, in conference to be an OC somewhere. What does that say that the confidence he had in these guys? I don't know about you, but I was pretty much resigned to one more circle the wagon season under Kelly. And in reality, it's probably better for UCLA football that he is gone now. I'm not denying that at all. But for the dudes that were on this team, I was looking forward to seeing that go around one more time. I wanted to see Kyle Ford have a chance to have a big season with Ethan Garbers and J. Michael Sturdivant. I wanted to see T.J. Harden and Kinga Jones in this backfield together and see what they could do, despite how bad the defense may or may not have been. I thought it was going to be a fun year just in that regard. Although, fun with Chip Kelly as the UCLA coach in relation to the UCLA fans and the local media sphere would have to be a relative term, because I think at the end of the day, no matter how we're assigning blame or responsibility for the fact that this coaching change is taking place in mid-February, whether it's more on the UCLA administration or on Kelly or a clusterfuck by both of them, one of the main reasons why UCLA fans are relieved by this, and certainly the reason why this broadcaster is relieved by this, is that we can finally cut loose the baggage. It's gone. That's what had me so pessimistic about the Kelly era at the end. Not that he couldn't pull out some sort of competent coaching job in one of these seasons coming up, because I think at worst he was competent in most respects, even if he was not a recruiter at all or to a competent level. To me, that still seems to be the biggest shortcoming, right? But here we are. So you say, where do they go with a coaching search? You know, Jarmon sent out a letter to all the, you know, UCLA fan base, season ticket holders and all that stuff, saying that the national coaching search was now underway. And you really wonder which way they're going to go. Are they going to go for a stopgap replacement interim style coach at this point? Promote one of the guys that they just recently gave a fake promotion to instead of being the run game coordinator? Now Tim Drevno is the acting head coach or something like that? God, I hope not. Do they lure back Deshaun Foster, the former associate head coach, whatever that means? Or Dan Tonlin from across town? Wouldn't that be funny? We'll spend a lot more time on Tuesday, unless they've already hired someone by then, talking about what we want in a new head coach. And of course, that might be something we have to wait 9 more months for, thanks to the way this was bungled. But at least it is a transition, right? But just off the top of my head, the names that have been bouncing around haven't been overly promising, in my opinion, because a lot of the promising names are already gobbled up this cycle, right? For UCLA, the dream hires would have been Jonathan Smith or Jed the Fish. And of course, they're already gone in conference. But as far as what I want out of a head coach at this point, I think is someone who actually has been a head coach at least a little bit. And I don't even care if it's at the lower levels, really. I mean, theoretically, if you're getting a guy outside of Division I, I would hope that he is at least coordinated in Division I. You know, I don't think I'd be too keen on someone that hasn't had any major college football experience, of course. But if you're telling me you could hire one of these super young DC guys, OC guys, White from Nebraska, Danton Lynn from SC, something like that, or Foster, who's never been an offensive coordinator. I mean, that to me, I don't like any of those hires. I'd rather have somebody that has some head coaching chops. You know, Brennan, who just went to Arizona, would have been fine with me. Chadwell at Liberty, he had just left the Chanticleers before we played them. Although we were joking on the Slack channel, we don't know if we could afford him at this point. Barry Odom just made UNLV 9-5 in one season, and he coached in the SEC for a number of years. He's only 47 years old, although he's never really coached out west other than this year at UNLV. But to me, someone who has at least a little head coaching experience in one way, shape, or form would be preferable to one of these red hot or even mildly hot coordinator hires. Or, like I said, in the case of Deshaun Foster, a position coach hire, because that's what that would be. And I think Deshaun Foster's been great, but that's not, I don't think that's the step up we want to take. But more on this down the line. I apologize if I've repeated myself a little bit, but I have to end this because I do have to go back to my actual job. Just to cap it off, it is crazy how embarrassing this is for UCLA football, but also how relieved we all are that it's finally over, even if it ends like this. My opinion on Chip and the nature of his tenure has solidified to one of extreme negativity at this point, just based on how he's leaving and how he's leaving his players in the lurch, although I could hear counter-arguments as to how his coaching staff saw the writing on the wall and how, for whatever reason, the UCLA administration inexplicably couldn't just end this months ago. It is going to be really interesting to know if somebody can tell us down the line exactly what happened in November. I mean, I've never seen a fan base of any team get that negative and they get shut down so quick. I don't know, that's probably hyperbole, but it really was. It was about as negative as it could be after that ASU loss. And of course, you know, Chip bounced back and beat the shit out of SC, which was awesome. But we all thought that it was done. Bro reported that they thought it was done. And I, you know, regardless of how much they jumped the gun on that, it's very highly doubtful that they just made it up out of whole cloth, right? And at some point, Wasserman stepped in, or the UCLA administration asked Wasserman to step in, and it was period, end of story, nothing's happening. And that's been the status quo up until a couple weeks ago when Chip started going job hunting after the recruiting class looked so poor, after some of his coaches bounced. So once again, you know, publicly, you can't say anything other than Chip Kelly walked out on this team, and that's why I'm effing him. But at the same time, there's no doubt this was completely mishandled in every way, shape, or form by everybody involved, except for the players that decided they wanted to stay and hang around and trust that they were going to have a football team and a football coach. So I will be really interested to know if we actually get any sort of scoop or timeline of events on how that played out. So all you bros and all you bulches, get on that goddamn case. For the show coming up, we'll do a quick recap of the low points of the Kelly era, which I think will be fun to live through now that they're over. So if you have a favorite low point of the Kelly era, give us a call at the hotline, 805-399-4WBS, or shoot us a tweet at What's Bruin Show, or send us an email, whatsbruinshow@gmail.com. Mike will be there for sure. This might actually bring Bill to the podcast. And hey, at least men's basketball is surging, right? We got that going for us. Long live Mick Cronin. And may we never slander his name. But until next time, it's finally over. And go Bruins.
Chip Kelly! Sayonara! Hasta la vista! Chip Kelly! What's up, what it cuz? Get the fuck out of here, bitch! Hello!
Good evening.
Smoke him if you got him.
That was the What's Bruin Show.
Try us tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.
It's gotta be in or out, Mom. In or out. Well, I need the door closed.
Thank you for your cooperation.
Dude, brah, we place a ball on the West Coast.
The final word is boob.